Proclamation number 199, dated the November 24th, 1937. Battle of Light with Darkness. Continuation of Bertha Dud 0198. When your will applies to spiritual spheres, you shall also receive the strength to pursue your goal. The assurance for your striving rests in your heart. You will feel in your heart that your contact with the Savior will result in the flow of divine grace and, happily and with inner peace, you will be able to look forward to the future. Where the Savior seeks to help his own, every day will bring you blessings, yet also thank the Lord for every day which instructs you of his word. And thus begin, where beings of light argue with darkness, no grain will go astray. Everything will arise anew, always aspiring to reach the light. The smallest beings will stay in the universe and, depending on the duration of their life, will reshape themselves time and again, until they finally reach a state in which they can freely use their own discretion to do as they like, yet always subject to the Creator's will. At the onset of their own freedom of will, they are also responsible for their further course of life and development, for the maturity of their soul. It is their purpose to return to the eternal light from whence they originated, yet the time they take to accomplish this purpose has been left up to them. Consequently, the light beings struggle incessantly against the power of darkness. Those who emerge victoriously from this battle in turn contribute towards helping those who are weak, and the most effective weapon in the battle against the opponent is love. Amen.